This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amen. I'm still pissed about that second Cavaliers game because that could have been a win too.
That would hurt the most, but the Rockets game was going to be in that category because that Rockets loss would have been give up territory.
Yeah.
They lose that game to the Rockets, season
they
over, give up, it's done with. But because they found whatever it was in the last couple minutes there, were able to come back and beat the Rockets. Well, after that, then all of a sudden, you look like the driver's seat for the sixth seed. You know, because they have the tiebreaker over Miami. So with the tiebreaker over Miami, that means Miami has to finish better than them in order to pass them and win. So essentially the Nets have, what is it? They're up a game and a half right now. A 2.5 game lead over Miami. And they can get to the playoffs as we've won it, as your stated goal was, Keith, to get into a playoff series. And the three guys who have now played more than James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving as a Net. Also, as Nets, also have a good net rating together, where Mikal Bridges, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Cam Johnson, when they've been on the floor, it's worked. Cam Johnson is now working his way towards a paycheck in the offseason. And another guy that I think we should give a little love here today is Royce O'Neal, who's been clutch for this team all season and was clutch again against Houston.
It's on me to say something and I'm muted, but I was also in the chat. I want to go to Robert's comment, Alex, in the chat, because I had a friend of mine text me about this. This was heard on Bill Simmons' Ringer podcast, correct? I think I'm trying to go back because my guy, Mike, shout out to Mike. He's a season ticket holder with the Nets. He hit me up and he said something about this too. He's like, quick question. It's the same thing. He's like, Bill Simmons is saying the Nets will get the seven seed because either Miami or Atlanta has to win the Southeast division. And that would make them a top. This is not the NFL. This is not like when in the NBA, I bet you can't even name, it's East and West. I bet most NBA fans can't even name the Atlantic. They're like, you can't name those divisions, and winning those divisions don't give you any type of priority or status or default.
Yeah, that's old news. They changed the rule in 2015.
Yeah, it was a thing. But
it's just outdated info. Bill Simmons on his BS podcast, I guess.
We're talking to 8 years ago? Like, they don't give you that anymore. Like, that's not a thing anymore. It's not I don't know. I don't know why he would even bring that up. I guess he's just a Celtics-Nets hater. But, I remember saying to my guy Mike, I'm like, maybe he misspoke, but I think we own the tiebreaker over Miami. I read that they would have to have a better record than the Nets and the Knicks now. And I think they play tonight, the Knicks and the Heat. No, the Heat. The Knicks play the Cavs tonight. I think they just played them. It doesn't matter. They're not jumping us unless we lose out. The Nets have six total games left. I don't know. People are talking about that, and that doesn't mean anything. What Bill Simmons is talking about is from 2015. The 2015 season, I went to watch the Nets play the Hawks in Barclays Center in that playoffs, the 1-8 seed. And the Nets won the game I went to, and we were leaving chanting like Nets in six. Wasn't going to happen. But anyway, where we're at now is where I hope we'd be at. After Kyrie blew the thing up, and we're not going to say anything about Kyrie and his situation and what's going on over there in Dallas. Enjoy. All things considered, all I wanted from this team was to avoid the play-in, get into a playoff series, and right now they're in good shape to do that, and most likely we will face the Philadelphia 76ers, and I'm fine with that matchup for two reasons. I like the local feel of it. It's like history repeating itself as well. Before the KD Kyrie era, we faced them. We won that first game, then we got the gentleman sweep, and
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For Sean Marks to have to look at Daryl Morey and those guys that you decided to help by taking on Ben Simmons' contract. Somebody wrote to us on Talking Nets Twitter and they were like, Ben Simmons shut it down because he realized the Nets are going to face the Sixers and he doesn't want any smoke with that. So that's where we're headed. That's where the future looks like. There's only a few games left for the Brooklyn Nets, and them bouncing back the way they did against the Rockets, I think that they'll be able to hold here and beat these teams coming up. Other than that, we were talking about the season ticket holder event. Heat have to finish one game better than the Nets, and I don't think they will. If you go look at how the Heat have played, who they have to play, and Udonis Haslam's been going through it, they're cooked. We're in good shape, and this is a different era for the Nets right now. All things considered, when we started this season, the big three was supposed to be KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons. The big three now is Mikal Bridges, Nick Claxton, Spencer Dinwiddie. Cam Johnson stepped up the other night. Maybe he could be more of that. I'm fine with where the Nets are. I think they can win a game, maybe two, against the Sixers. And also with the Sixers, Embiid is always hurt. Harden is always hurt. Embiid has failed in the playoffs. Harden has failed in the playoffs. Don't let this series get interesting where it goes to 5, 6, 7 games. You never know what can happen. You guys' thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, you win game one, and there's a lot of pressure on them, but they're already dealing with some injuries. I mean, they both missed a game the other night, the Nuggets game, right? They came back and played the next game. But it's about, one, this Nets team is coming together, and they are essentially going through an expedited training camp start of the season that happened mid-season because of all the new players. I mean, four of the new guys that they got are starters right now. And maybe, you know, Dorian Finney-Smith hasn't exactly earned that role with his shooting. His defense has been there, but Royce O'Neal has been the better shooter and the better cog in that regard. But it's also about this group of guys that you like watching and you like the idea of building around. I mean, Cam Johnson was in a little bit of a slump, and now I think fans are probably ready to max him out. And then there's the Mikal Bridges aspect of things where he's starting to transcend a little bit, where it's not just how good he's played, but you see the celly taking off a little bit now.
I've seen Carl Anthony Towns do it incorrectly. Carl Anthony Towns, he's a Jersey guy, but I don't know if we could claim him. He's a Kentucky guy. He's wild, goofy.
He tried to do it. I've seen some kids in the NCAA tournament do it, you know, and Mikal Bridges.
I've got a friend whose kids play, like, youth basketball in Brooklyn, and all the kids are doing it now. It's become a culture.
He has a thing. He's a star in this league, a star in the making, Brooklyn Bridges. I think it's because Cat did all, like,
Cat did four fingers. Yeah. He also has a weird head tilt that he had going on, too.
Three, one less finger. I don't know. But yeah, I'm cool with that. Also, let's flash the bracket. Let's flash the playoff picture. I mean, it's coming into focus. I don't know what Milwaukee was doing. I didn't watch the game yesterday because I was in Yankee land and doing baseball stuff, but Celtics smacked them. This is how it's shaping up. This is what it's looking like. Miami and Atlanta are going to probably dance with each other, and they'll have the pleasure of doing what we had to do last year, come out as that, you know, seven seed and get smoked by the Celtics. I will take this series against the 76ers, man. It is almost like the writing is on the wall with the whole Ben Simmons move. Like, why would you help your rival, you know, why would you help a team that, like, you know, you're going to end up facing? Ben Simmons is whatever. I saw some people say Ben Simmons pulled up to the season ticket holders event. He was in and out of there. I heard Cam Thomas stayed for a while and, you know, really talked to fans. And, like, I appreciate that because there's a lot of narratives around that young man that he doesn't want to be here or whatever. I think he's just a kid. And I was talking to you guys before. I don't know who set up Mikal Bridges, but he was on stage and they had him take like four attempts at draining a shot that was like down on the floor. And I'm like, you never play basketball like that. You're always shooting up. You're never looking down, shooting down on the net. But whatever. I like the fact I went to the season ticket holder event last year. It was on a Saturday. This year, I think it was on like a Tuesday. I wasn't even able to go. But I like the fact that now the Nets have this team that's more relatable, more likable, and the fans get to actually connect with them. They got to get Ben Simmons up out of here, but whatever. He's a non-factor. He's shut down for the year. That news came out this week. We move. We move on with the guys that we have, and tonight they got to handle Trae Young and the Hawks, and I think they can. I think they will. What are you guys thinking about this game tonight? Who are you expecting to see? Another thing about Cam Thomas I meant to mention was, like, I think last episode I was talking about how, you know, Nets fans want to see Cam get minutes, but like Cam getting minutes is not instrumental to winning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.